Well, a few weeks ago, we spoke about Jesus as the Rose of Sharon blooming in our hearts. In our discussion, we spoke about the phenomenal qualities in the character and personality of Jesus. We spoke about his infinite love, his compassion, his willingness to forgive, how he didn't judge the woman caught in adultery, although he could have, but he didn't. His phenomenal effects on people. Last week, we discussed making room for the Lord in our lives so that he could fill us. This week, I'd like to continue along that train of thought. I would like to speak about making room for the Lord in our minds and allowing him to bloom in our minds, aside from him blooming in our hearts. And I would like to discuss the protection for the mind and giving control of our minds to him. Big one over there. Control of our mind to Jesus. But what better way to handle our minds than to give control to Jesus? Since the mind controls everything we say and do, shouldn't we give control to Jesus? So I just want to give a brief description of the mind. The brain, as we know, is a phenomenal organ. God has given it, along with the heart, prioritized blood supply so that it can function properly. Your heart and your brain has a priority of circulation. And the mind is responsible, as we know, for all that we think, we say, and do. The brain controls all our movements. It's responsible for our actions, our speech, thoughts, our habits, our attitude, our moods, all our emotions, our learning capabilities, all of our abilities. The mind is responsible for processing of input from our five senses, your sight, your hearing, your smell, taste, feeling, and more. And it's a phenomenal computer with great storage capacity. We should value our brain and our mind, even by how we care for it in the physical sense, proper diet, proper exercise. I know sometimes I don't like doing my push-ups, but even push-ups are good for the brain. That's the blood flow into the brain. But you want to care for your brain, for your mind. And we care for, as you said, with proper diet, proper exercise, proper thoughts. But the best care for the mind is giving it to Jesus, just as we gave our hearts to him. What does the Bible have to say about the mind and how to treat it? Well, we can begin with Psalm 139, verse 14. I'll read it to you. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. This statement includes the brain. The Blessed said the brain is a phenomenal organ. The Bible teaches us how to have a healthy mind, how to be spiritually minded, and how to think. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Set your mind and keep them set on what is above, not on the things that are on the earth. For as far as the world is concerned, you have died, and you and your new and real life is hidden with Christ in God. What good advice for your mind all this is. As far as how to think and have a healthy mind, Jesus taught us not to worry. And how much does worry affect? Some people get headaches with worry. Who gets a stomach ache with worry or a problem? It affects your organs, other organs worry. And Jesus as co-creator knew that. And he taught us not to worry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And I read the commentary. A worry can't add a single hour to your life, but it certainly can subtract from it. Can make you sick. Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 cents? Yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. All right, that's not too hard on me right now, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Even those little sparrows are flying around. God is watching them. He's providing food for them. And they're singing, don't have a care in the world. You know why? Because they know that, well, they have their Creator taking care of them. So why do they have to worry about anything? Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. The night before his crucifixion, Jesus told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, a big one. John chapter 14, verse 27. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Lord does not want us to worry and tells us so throughout the Bible. In the King James Version of the Bible, fear not or be not afraid is stated at least 103 times. Do not fear. Do not worry. 103 times. When the children of Israel approached the Red Sea having an attitude of defeat, Moses told them, do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians, which you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. That's found in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. How wonderful. We belong to Jesus. How great is that? Worrying is a lack of trust in the Lord and is harmful to your health, as we said earlier. Worrying can lead to depression, headaches, stomach aches, and more. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, the Lord instructs us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. You know why we don't want to lean on our own understanding? Because our own mind of understanding can get us in trouble. Worry and fear and doubt. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And regarding a positive input for the mind, Psalm 104, verses 33 and 34. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet, healthy for the mind. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. You do that, no headaches, no stomach aches. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Count your blessings. Good for mental health. Psalm 103. I love this psalm. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. It says, bless the Lord. Bless means to adore on bent knee. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the name of Jesus, like we sang this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits. What about a protection for the mind? An organ this valuable and so important, you want protected. And in the physical realm, God provides protection for the brain. The skull is a protection for the brain against shock and injury. In the spiritual realm, the Lord has provided the helmet of salvation to protect our minds. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. We want our minds protected from thoughts, worries, doubts, disturbances, anxieties that Satan would want to defeat us with. We need the helmet of salvation as a defense from the deception, the lies, the temptations, the terrors, and the paralyzing fears of the enemy. If the devil could penetrate your mind, he could reach your heart. The helmet of salvation will protect our minds. Ask the Lord for the helmet of salvation. Another protection for the brain in the physical realm is something called the blood-brain barrier. Now, I'm not going to give you a physiology lesson, but there's something important over here. In the physical realm, there's something around your brain called the blood-brain barrier. Briefly, the blood-brain barrier is a part of the circulatory system in the brain that functions to protect the brain from pathogens, infections, and toxins. Okay, so this is important. I'll repeat it again. It's important to the message. The blood-brain barrier is a part of the circulatory system in the brain that functions to protect the brain from pathogens, from infections, and toxins. It also allows vital nutrients to reach the brain for the health of the brain. In the spiritual realm, we need the blood of Jesus as a blood-brain barrier to protect and guard our minds from harmful and negative thoughts. The blood of Jesus over our brains and in our brains to protect our minds from harmful and negative thoughts. These harmful and negative thoughts could be worries, fears, anxieties, doubts, anger, hate, jealousy, envy. We need to ask the Lord to wash our minds with His blood and to protect our minds with His blood. We want to have positive thoughts from the Lord in our minds. Thoughts such as love, forgiveness, faith and trust in the Lord, which will keep you from worry. Seeking good and accepting God's will for our lives. Gratitude, counting your blessings, and having a giving attitude. We need the Lord to protect our minds because Satan attacks the mind and he wants to control it. But we don't want that to happen. We want the Lord to control our minds. Satan knows that if he could control a person's mind, he could control the person. He also knows that the mind is the doorway to the heart. So what about control of the mind? We need to allow the Lord to guard our mind and let Him control it. Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Presenting our members as instruments of righteousness certainly includes the brain, the mind. We need to present our minds to the Lord and let Him control it. Whoever controls your mind controls you. Our minds must be controlled by Jesus. If the Lord can't control your mind because you won't give it to Him, He can't control you. If the Lord cannot control your mind, He can't control you. What about the transformed mind? What should we be doing with our minds? Well, the Lord tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We want to have our minds renewed and transformed through washing with the blood of Jesus. Why do we want our minds renewed and transformed? Because as Proverbs tells us, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, for as he thinks within himself, so he is. This is why we want our minds renewed and transformed. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 speaks about conform to the image of his Son. How can this confirmation, conformation, and transformation develop in our lives? We can begin this transformation by making every effort to give our minds to Jesus. Let him fill our minds so that his thoughts define who we are. His thoughts define who we are. Let his values become our values. Allow Jesus to set your priorities in every aspect of your life. Becoming filled with Jesus and his doctrine, his teaching, will be on the top of the list of priorities. A person may have the attitude that I'll think what I want to think and process information as I please. It's my mind. No, it's not. God created your brain, your mind. It belongs to him. The Bible tells us that our thoughts are subject to Jesus, even our thoughts. I'll read it to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. The transformed mind will be subject to the authority of Jesus. If a mind has been transformed and covered with the blood of Jesus, he will give you wisdom in decision making. That's important. Life is full of decisions. Some are very important and even crucial. Let the Lord make the decision for you. You'll never go wrong. Never. Let the Lord make the decision for you. The transformed mind will be set on the Lord and pleasing him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. What about the healing of the mind? We all need our minds healed in one way or another. Do you need help with improper thoughts or thought patterns? Do you have sorrow or hurts in your mind? Maybe you do this morning. Sorrows and hurts may be from many years ago, and you cannot get relief from them. We heard a testimony this morning from Jordan. The Lord heals those hurts and whatever sorrow you have. Do you have anxieties? I think we all get that. Do you have anxieties? The Lord has an answer for that. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Be anxious for nothing. I mean, this would be written on billboards on highways. How many less accidents there would be without anxieties? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do you have fears? Fear is not from God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We need to genuinely accept the Lord Jesus into our minds the way we have accepted him into our hearts. Accept him into your heart. Accept him into your mind. Jesus is very good at relieving and healing sorrows, hurts, and a troubled mind. We need to genuinely accept the Lord into our minds and need to give him control of our minds. We want to accept Jesus into our minds and need him to wash our minds with his blood and transform it to be in line with his heart, his will, and his desires for our lives. And this morning, as we get down to pray, I just want to spend a few minutes in prayer. We want to accept the Lord into our minds and let him wash our mind, heal it, control it, transform it, and fill it.